Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's the segment that just patented a brand new kind of COVID test.
Oh. Whoa.
Where the swab doesn't go up your nostril.
Where does it go?
It goes somewhere else.
Oh.
We'll see if the government approves that one.
Suddenly everybody's getting tested.
Jeffrey's been just the tester for a minute.
The lines are longer than ever before. It's wonderful. But this is called
COVID Sanity.
If you haven't heard it, COVID Sanity is where we talk about some of the funniest and strangest news stories going on during the pandemic, like this one. According to an ever-growing Facebook group, some people in their 20s and 30s feel like the pandemic's robbed them of this year of their lives.
Yeah,
so
it has.
They've decided to opt out of aging.
Oh, tell me more.
Wait, can I also sign up?
Yep. You can just join the Facebook group, and they're not going to add a year to their age this year.
Oh, come on.
I think it makes sense, although this year kind of aged me like 5 times.
Yeah.
So I can say it, but it shows in my face.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, all this extra time at home has made it possible for bored kids to do all kinds of ridiculous things to their hair.
Oh.
Which is why this year's Kid Mullet Competition is going viral.
What?
Awesome.
Parents that submit their children's photos can put the specific style of the mullet. And this year they have everything from the Tennessee top hat to the Texas tailgate.
There you go.
The freedom flapper.
Oh my God.
And little Jack.
They're so cute and trashy looking all at the same time.
The competition's crazy. They have like 1-year-olds squaring off against 14-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And the voting for the competition is closed now, but you can still see the top 10 competitors at mulletchamp.com.
Mulletchamp.
If you want to go check that out. No matter who wins, mullets are officially back.
What do you say? Wow.
When I was little, I won a baby contest. It was called Mullet Champ.
Yeah. On the other side of the globe, police in Berlin, Germany raided a 600-person fetish party the other night for not following coronavirus rules.
I was going to say, I hope the fetish is hand sanitizer and masks. But it doesn't sound like it.
I have a feeling that wasn't it.
600 people. It's like your fetish isn't secret anymore at that point.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Openly.
If it's the majority of people doing it.
Yeah.
A spokesperson said, apparently, there were just too many fetishes for too little space.
I hate that.
The most generic statement you can make. Yeah. Everyone was doing everyone, okay, guys?
We're doing another edition of
COVID Sanity.
Finding the not-so-serious stories happening during the outbreak. Like, the Department of Health and Human Services has scrapped a plan where they were going to use $250 million of taxpayer money to fund an ad campaign where people who dress in Santa suits would promote getting the coronavirus vaccine.
What? Oh, getting the vaccine. Okay.
That would cost them how much money?
They were going to spend $250 million on that.
The government spending that much money
on some Santa's telling you to go get the vaccine. So that means like kids would go visit Santa and be like, what do you want, little Timmy?
I think they had more like TV ads and things like that that they were going to put all over the country.
I imagined it more of like a grassroots type of situation. Santa was convincing Timmy that he wanted a vaccine for Christmas.
Brooke's imagining the richest sign spinner ever. Yeah. It's outside. Like, hey, I have $25 million to spend this.
They were even going to offer the Santa's early access to the vaccine just for participating in the ads.
Oh, what? Wow. So they're getting all the old men in on the vaccine?
Well, they're the ones who need it the most. Yeah, Santa's definitely at high risk.
He has underlying health issues.
For sure.
Definitely overweight.
But I guess
diabetic.
The idea was tossed out.
Okay.
Good. Well, save us money.
It's because they're going to do something good with that $250 million, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, if you needed some good news, a new study just came out that found it's basically totally safe to fly right now. And there's virtually zero chance of getting COVID during air travel.
What?
Yeah.
But the study was funded by the airlines and several other companies directly associated with Boeing. So some experts are warning it could be flawed data.
Interesting. So you shouldn't believe everything you read?
Yeah, this just in smoking is super, super healthy for you, funded by the smoking companies.
Yeah, right. Our study also showed that the tray table's very clean surfaces.
Yeah, eat right off with your mouth.
Yeah,
that's great.
A nursing home in Ireland was forced to take its Halloween decorations down after people thought it was inappropriate to have tombstones and skeletons up, considering what's happened with nursing homes during the pandemic.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I never thought of that.
I wouldn't think that that's appropriate, even if there wasn't a pandemic, to put a bunch of tombstones outside grandma's window. Meanwhile, a family in San Francisco decorated their house for Halloween this year by placing a giant hospital face mask over the entire front of their home.
Oh, dang.
That's cool.
It's huge.
That home is huge.
Oh, my God.
And they say, this year's been scarier than any monster or ghoul we could put in our front yard, so face mask is just going to do it for them.
Wow.
Dude.
All right.
I don't know where you buy those.
I don't think I have a feeling they had it made.
Really? The big and tall store? No?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Finally, a dominatrix in Los Angeles took a guy on a leash into a fancy grocery store this weekend.
We're back to the kinky stuff, huh?
We started it, we gotta end it with this. She had a standard medical face mask on, and the guy was wearing a dog mask with a chain attached.
It makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
According to witnesses, she led him around the store, then bought an overpriced smoothie. Then she took the guy out on the patio and fed him out of a dog bowl while she whipped him.
Oh, wow. Dang.
At that point, security asked her to leave.
And you know she's one of those people like, he's my emotional support animal. Okay? He's allowed to be wherever I'm allowed.
Those are the COVID-sane feel-good stories coming out of the outbreak.
Does that feel good?
I feel really good about that one.
I mean, my treatment to my husband looks like nothing.
Love that, Brooke. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.